I love dogs. I have nothing against cats. If you consider yourself a cat person, I love all animals. I just don't have a cat myself as a pet because I don't need something living in my house that's independent, doesn't care whether I live or die. Because I'm already married. Some of you laugh like you know her, and you do. No, I love my dog. I have a big black lab named Lucy. She is the sweetest natured creature. I adopted her from the SPCA right here in town, which I highly recommend. If you're thinking about getting a pet, look into adoption. There's fabulous animals that need homes. Also, if you have a pet, please spay and neuter your pet. And you also might want to look at your kids and think about it, too. I mean, be honest with yourself. Say, should this continue? Nope. Snip. Some of y'all are thinking about it, aren't you? But I love my dog. I love my dog, except for one thing. My dog, and I still love her, of course, but my dog can fart you awake. I mean, from a sound sleep in another room with the door shut. No kidding, my wife and I will be sleeping and be like this, just. Stay close to the floor. Dog farted. Now get down, baby. It's too late for me. Save yourself. Can you hear that? The smoke alarm's going off. This is a bad one. Stay down and don't breathe through anything. Because it's one of those smells that's so bad you don't want to breathe through your nose, but shit, you don't want to breathe through your mouth either, you know? There could be fart molecules drifting through the air. Man, you think people poots or something. You can Taco Bell your ass, run for the border all day long. You can't touch what they can do with one little can of Alpo. It undergoes a metamorphosis into chemical weaponry. I've seen a family abandon a car. A moving car. Mom, dad, and the kids, everybody out, the doors are all open, the car is rolling down the road, and the dog's on the back seat going, I didn't mean to. I can't work the pedal. Help! And they don't mean to. They don't, God love them. And there's no warning sound. You ever notice that when dogs fart, there's rarely any sound, just the air gets thicker and people start dropping? And I know why there's no warning sound. This is scientific. It's because they don't have cheeks. Am I gonna need a blackboard for this? See, the reason that we make the big sound, that was a little wetter than I intended. Dominant. The reason that we make the big sound is we have the sounding board wriggling together. Now, some of us barely have any at all. I've never had an ass. When I was little, I had to spank the neighbor's boy. But we have the sounding board nonetheless, whereas the dog just has kind of a flat place with a hole. The only time they make a sound is if they're clenched up really tight, like if they're tense, then they get sort of a whistle out of it, which will startle a dog if you ever see this happen. I mean, they'll be sitting around doing nothing, and they get that little and they're doing a circle on the floor looking at their butt thinking, I was licking it a minute ago. Now it's whistling at me. I mean, it's their little butt, but it completely surprises them. Which occasionally happens to you ladies, God bless your hearts too, doesn't it? You know what I'm talking about. Y'all are so cute when you just fart. You know, you can be all dressed up looking absolutely gorgeous, and you get that sneaky little, I had no idea, I didn't know. Now, you ever notice that as soon as you giggle at yourself, there's like a backup fart waiting to join that first one? Like, oh, hell. But it does surprise the dog, because they're used to it not making any sound, and they figure as long as they don't move, you won't even know they did it. Actually, they think this goes back thousands of years ago, way back to when they were cave dogs. Back when they were hunters, they believed that if they lay absolutely still, that they become invisible. You ever see your dog being invisible? I mean, pretending to be invisible. They do this after they've done something questionable. Something that in their tiny little doggy brain, they're thinking, might have been a bad thing. But they're not sure, you know, it's something they're worried about. Something like, maybe that loaf of bread wasn't for me. They hardly ever give me a whole loaf. But it was right there on the edge of the counter. That's pretty much my territory. Yeah, but it still had the plastic on it, and that's a bad sign. And as soon as you come in the house, if you know your dog, if you know your animal, and you see him doing the invisible thing, then you know something's wrong in the house. You know the dog has done something they're ashamed of or worried about when you walk in the house and look at them and they're doing this. You can't see me. I'm not moving. Nope, I'm blending right in with the sofa. You can't see me. Why don't you just go on back out? And I'll try to get all that shit back in the trash for you, see it? I didn't mean to turn it over. I was just trying to peek in and it flipped on me. And I was pushing stuff back in there pretty good, but the cat's no help, I'll tell you that. But you know what gives them away when they're being invisible? What part of their body betrays them? Because they can hold their whole body still, even their tail, which will sometimes mess with them when they're trying to be invisible, but they're just too happy to see you, and they're going, you can't see me, but the tail's going, I'm over here, I love you, come play. But they can hold that still, but they forget that they have eyebrows. And you can look right down at them and go, did you fart? Yeah. How the hell did you know I was invisible a minute ago? Do you realize my sense of smell is what, like 200 times what yours is? Think of what the hell I'm going through down here. Of course, I'm not moved. I've actually paralyzed myself.